Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan, I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe that a flourishing world is possible where every living entity, human beings, other animals, plants, the entire planet can thrive. And we believe that business is the most powerful vehicle for moving the world in that direction. So that's why we work in the business arena and why we work with business leaders, because in order to move in the direction of flourishing and have that experience of a flourishing life and a flourishing enterprise, we need masterful leaders. So what do we mean by that? Well, a masterful leader is one who can access their inner wisdom, as we call it, that place inside that knows best. They are largely free of their ego and its desires and live in a state of centeredness, a state of balance, where they just automatically know the right thing to do, that their inner wisdom is active. So, but that, you can't just get there overnight. You can't snap your fingers and say, hey, I think I'll just start living from my heart and my inner wisdom now. It takes practice, and the remembrance is the key practice that we found that helps people access that place inside that knows best. So we offer this weekly call to give people a chance to practice the practice of remembrance. And hopefully this half hour will inspire you to begin to add that to your life on a daily basis, because when you do, your life gets better and your the people around you that you interact with get the ripple effect of you operating from your best self. So that's why we do it. The way these calls work is I'll give you a short teaching and then I'll guide the listeners into actual remembrance session. And hopefully I like to apply the teachings, although I don't know if tonight the teaching will actually be applicable unless you have someone else with you right now. So, but you can find someone if you're listening to this as a recording. So the teaching is about the power of remembrance in a group. And a group is one person plus you or more. So just you and another person can really amplify the power and the effects of doing the remembrance. So I was meeting with a group today, one of our Lionheart leadership groups, and one of the participants mentioned that he and his wife do remembrance together on a daily basis. It's only, like he said, we put aside 15 minutes, sometimes longer, but that is a time where they really connect and they both get great benefit out of it, and they're sharing this experience. So it brings them closer together. It fills the gap that sometimes is created between people in marriage, people, you know, couples together, where we get into the business of life and the business of marriage or the business of being together, and we lose track of the reason we're together, which is to experience one another and to actually feel the other person's heart and to appreciate and love them for who they are, not what they do. And so they have this experience together, and it really helps their marriage. And so I often, and now, right, this very minute, I'm going to suggest and encourage you, my dear listener, to find a significant other in your life. And if they're not used to doing the remembrance, or they've never done it before, you are capable of teaching it to them. If you explain to them how you arrived at your word or phrase, that is for you the source, represents the source of everything that you need. So you can walk them through the process that found you, arrived you at your word or phrase. And then you guys can listen to these recordings together. You've got some in your quiver now that if you've been listening for a while, if you're on my list every week, so you can do a few practice runs with the recordings and then maybe join live with me if it fits your schedule at some point. And, you know, we can go from there. So anyway, that's one way to do this in a group of two, in a very intimate and beautiful experience. Doing it with a different kind of group or a bigger group is really powerful as well. When there's, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, half a dozen people doing this together, wow, it really, really amplifies the power of the remembrance. And if you commit to a group to do it with some regularity, let's say weekly as a group, it's kind of like if you, you know, you say, hey, I want to get fit, so I'm going to go start running or biking or walking, and I want to find some friends to do it with so that I have that accountability to the group that I'm going to show up at that time every week and be there. You know how powerful that is. You know how that helps you get out of bed or get your running clothes on and get out the door because you're committed to another person. Same thing for remembrance. It's another form of of exercise. It's just spiritual exercise. And we need that like we need physical exercise. So call it, it's like eating right. You know, make it your daily meal or your weekly meal with a group of friends for a half an hour. And it's food for the soul. You guys can enjoy that meal together. So the other thing that happens in a group, and if you've done this before in a group, you know what I'm talking about, there is this sense of, like the room changes, the energy in the room changes. There's a calmness, a peace that comes in. There's an expansion that is often experienced in your own heart, and you can actually feel the group heart. You can feel the hearts of the other people in the room, and it is nourishing, nurturing, and expanding. Boy, and it's just a rich, rich experience, and it brings a community of people together. So it transcends, it bridges gaps. If there's separation in the group, if there's conflict in the group, doing this together can really change that dynamic. So those are just a few reasons why doing this in a group, and try it a few times if you haven't been doing it, if you're trying to do it on your own, or if you're doing it on your own and it's feeling a little dry, add another person. And again, somebody, you know, that you care about. You can do it with your children. I know people who do this with their kids and find it to be a really special experience. So it's a way to bring people together, open your hearts, expand your hearts, and have this experience of community and communion together. So that's my pitch for tonight. Let's go try it out. So wherever you are, sitting is recommended because when we lie down, the dulcet tones of my voice can put people to sleep. So you want to be conscious for this experience. But if you could be, you know, sitting in a chair, sitting on a bed, sitting on the floor, wherever you are, feel your connection to the earth. We want to check in with our state of being to start. So our physical, emotional, and mental state, and then we're going to check on our spiritual state, the state of our heart. So I'll walk you through those four dimensions. And because it gives us a place to compare back to when we're finished, and we can see the journey that we've traveled. So feel your feet on the floor, your rear end in the seat, or any other place that your body is connected to the earth. So just take a second and notice that. And notice your breathing, too, while we're doing this, because your breath is a great tool, a conduit for bringing you deeper into reflection. It helps to keep you out of your head. All right, so good. Back to your body now, your physical being. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your connection points. Allow your, you know, at those points, allow your body to relax, to kind of melt in. Feel the effects of gravity. It might feel heavy, it might feel like a weight, it might feel energizing, it might feel, you know, like you're light and the gravity just barely keeping you on the earth. So somewhere on that spectrum is where you are. So just notice that. All right, good. Now bringing your attention back to your feet. If they're flat on the floor, feel that connection in the bottom of your feet. Like I mentioned, allow your feet to melt into the floor. And this is not an effort. This is an allowing. So you just let go. You know, let your feet melt. Good. Now, if you tune in, you'll notice there's something else going on. There's other sensations associated with your physical being. And bringing your attention and keeping your attention on your feet and where they connect. If you tune in, you'll notice that there's something else there. There's almost like an electrical current that's running through and up from the earth into your body, through your feet. It might feel like tingling. It might feel like a kind of a vibration of some kind. This is the energy field that is all around us and in us, flows through us. It is this life-giving energy field. So allow yourself to feel the effects of that energy and follow it up your legs. From your feet to your ankles, to your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your rear end, your lower back and lower belly, stomach area, middle back, solar plexus. Now you'll notice as you're tracking this energy, you may find that it changes characteristics. It feels different in different parts of your body. This is interesting. So your job is just to notice, not no effort, just tuning in, just noticing. Keep going now. How about your chest? Feel your chest and it flow into your chest. Your upper back, shoulders, neck, throat. Now, as you're doing this, you may notice that you're holding tension. When we're walking around in our heads most of the time, we're not even aware that we are doing that, but little stresses or big stresses can affect us physically for sure, and the whole tension. So if you notice tension, all you have to do is just let go. Now that you've noticed, you can allow yourself to release that tension. So let's keep going. Your face, your chin, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, eyebrows, forehead, scalp. So having scanned now all the way up and feeling that energetic flow and where it might be blocked or constricted and releasing tension as we find it, allows you to be more tuned in to your physical being. So kind of scan the whole thing at once now. And now moving along to the emotional state. Remember, physical, emotional, and mental. We're going to check those first. So it's been a day. Things have happened, unless you're listening to this in the morning. But, you know, emotions are like the weather. They come, they go. They're connected to thoughts, to actual events that occur, they are interwoven with our mental activity and our physical being. So notice your emotional state and just tune into that. Families of glad, mad, sad, scared, lots of iterations and permutations of those four. So what are you noticing emotionally? This is something to practice on your own. Many of us, particularly men, are not too practiced in noticing emotions. And we kind of have a way of shutting them out. We've been trained by our upbringing. That's an important part of the package because it can point it to things that need our attention. So let's check our mental state. So how active, not really connecting with the content, but how active is your mind? And what's the quality of that activity? It seems calm or really scattered or kind of negative or neutral or positive. Just what is this level of activity and the quality of your mental state? All right, now let's just look at the whole package, physical, mental, and emotional, because they're interwoven. So kind of step back and experience your whole being right now in those three realms. All right, good. So that's our starting point, physically, emotionally, and mental. Let's check on our spiritual state. And to help you drop into that deeper reflective place, let's do some breathing, some deep breathing. I like to use what's called the box breath, but I'm going to introduce a new technique today that was shared by my partner Paul. So we're going to take three deep breaths, and we're going to breathe into the count of four, and we're going to hold for the count of four. And then when you exhale, I want you to add two beats. So inhale to four, hold to four, exhale six. And as you're exhaling, you're going to allow yourself to just let go and drop in. So just follow your breath out and down and inward. All right, let's give it a try. We'll do this. We'll do this three times. So, big deep breath. To count of four. Hold. Exhale six. Two more times. Let's tune into our heart, our spiritual heart, and to locate it, imagine your inside, 2 inches below your sternum, and imagining the state of, and you can trust what you get, the state of your heart. Does it feel open and receptive and soft, or is it somewhat rigid and closed and resistant, or somewhere on that spectrum? Just notice that there's no right or wrong, there's no good or bad. We're just the states of our heart, just like our physical, emotional, mental state, change, you know, constantly. So we're just checking in on what it is like now with the intention of opening during the process here, during the practice of remembrance, to be able to receive what's out there for us. So, how open, how soft, how receptive? Does it feel heavy or light? Is there a color? Is there a sense of lightness and darkness? Trust what you get. And now, in your heart, let's add the remembrance, your word or phrase that you've been practicing with that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need, that is actually available 24/7, 365, every moment, and contains and is you know, accessible by you through your heart, with everything that you need at any time. That sounds fantastic, but it's true. Nothing to earn. It's just a gift that you get for being alive. So repeat your word or phrase and open your heart. And use your breath to take you deeper. Use your word or phrase, follow it deeper. Letting go, dropping in. If you're fighting with your mind, if it wants to take over, you can just use your breath to drop in and continue the remembrance. It's perfectly normal and common, nothing wrong. So keep going. Doing great. Keep going. Sometimes unpleasant things will come up in remembrance, things that we've been avoiding or stuffing. And that's not a bad thing. It might not be a comfortable thing, but it's not a bad thing. It's just showing us, our heart showing us that we need to pay attention. We need to face things that we've been setting aside and avoiding. So just stick with it and watch the effect of remembrance on these unpleasant things if they happen to show up. And keep opening. 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 What are you aware of that you need right now? If you're feeling a little down, a little sad, some compassion would probably be helpful. You can ask for that. Feeling a little angry, ask for the water of mercy and peace to dampen the fire of that anger, and for the wisdom that that anger needs to open up, expand its perception. Feeling afraid, you can ask for protection for your heart and feel that blanket of safety that's available. Facing a difficult conversation, you can ask for wisdom, strength, courage, to find your way through that's a, you know, up. Just drink. Just receive. Your heart knows what you need. We're going to go for about 3 more minutes, so just keep going in, keep opening, keep receiving. Okay, so that's the end of our session tonight. But if you're drinking, keep drinking. After we close the call, and consider, in fact, I highly encourage you to find at least one other person. Your spouse or significant other would be perfect to share this experience with. And maybe set up a group to whom you can commit and be accountable, where you can all be there for each other to share this experience and amplify the power of it. So have a wonderful day, evening, whatever time you're listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.